They're great. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen.
Talented.
We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace.
Talented.
Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
I'm up.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Let's find out.
Yeah, sure, boy. It's the Don and Mike Show, boy. Sure. Yeah, sure. It's funny, right?
Sure, funny. It's news and comments, Simon. Here's our friend, Buzz Girdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. We have three late-breaking stories before we get to the lead here this evening. First, the Fed lowering interest rates for the second straight week to try to jumpstart the economy. After last week's three-quarter-point drop, the Fed cut another half-point today, bringing the rate down to 3% for the first time in 2.5 years. The Dow ended down a bit today, nevertheless.
All right.
Also this afternoon, John Edwards dropped out of the Democratic race, expressing confidence that a Democrat will win the White House. And Rudy Giuliani is expected to drop out at any minute to throw his support behind Florida primary winner John McCain. And our third late-breaking story, 30-year-old girlfriend of 70-year-old actor Max Baer Jr. has committed suicide, citing relationship problems.
Yeah, I see fish.
Buzz, no offense.
Holy S.
Who are we to tell you how to stack a newscast?
I understand,
but
Dave,
for my money, you are sitting on dynamite.
So the young girlfriend committed suicide, and Max Baer still walks the earth.
Yeah,
she killed herself because of him, right?
She shot herself in the chest. She left behind a suicide note saying that she was despondent over relationship problems.
Oh, Rob, my God.
Rob, you got to be on this like white on rice tomorrow. We got to know if this affects his plans for Jethro's Casino.
Yes, the Beverly Hillbillies Casino.
The Reno papers refer to Max Baer Jr. as actor and landowner. Max Baer Jr.
Remember at the casino, the nicest restaurant in the casino, every dinner table is a pool table. I'm not making it up.
Hallelujah.
Police say they do not suspect foul play in the shooting. Max Baer Jr. played Jethro on TV's Beverly Hillbillies.
She shot herself, Granny!
She couldn't stand me.
Granny.
It was rather check out than live with me, Granny.
Didn't he actually say that he would badmouth us every chance he got publicly?
Yes,
he did say that.
He was a very spiteful man.
We were blackballed by Jethro.
Jethro, Granny!
Had a bit of a temper.
Yes, he did. Probably hard to live with, obviously.
Chicken Little was right.
What?
As suggested here on Monday, the U.S. is preparing to do what it must to keep a 10,000-pound satellite from falling on the U.S.
Listen, we just gave you much love for this story. Why is it now, when we do the news on our show, the way you stack out the stories, you have your breaking news, then you got the important stuff, then you put in something. I watch the news on TV, and I read newspapers, and they give it this much space.
Right.
You see this? That much space.
They're poo-pooing the chance that anybody's going
to
be hurt.
It's like the story they do before they segue to Pet Line 9.
Love it, though.
I believe this story is going to climb the news charts, as it were, and get more attention than it's gotten up to this point.
Do you mean you think this is more of a dangerous scenario than that?
I have new information, what appears to me to be new information about the story.
Is it going to fall on Jethro's girlfriend?
I think it's too late for that, Rob.
Wow.
The spy satellite's batteries are dead, which means it can no longer be kept in orbit. Expected to fall to Earth late February, early March. Big enough that substantial pieces of it will not burn up on reentry. Now, although the satellite's remains are most likely to land on the 2/3 of the planet that is water, there's still a 1 in 3 chance it'll hit dry land. And now, wait, there's more.
Pshaw.
Wait, there's more. No, you haven't heard it yet.
Okay.
An Air Force general has told the Associated Press the military is developing contingency plans, quote, as it looks like it might re-enter in the North American area.
Oh, I know who said that. General Rash.
Air Force General Rash says it now appears that the satellite will re-enter the atmosphere over North America.
Well, then, what can I say? Max out your credit cards, everybody. Go and rent Deep Impact, according to Buzz.
This is what I'm saying.
We'll have one, General. Where the hell did you dig this up? Where did you find this?
The Associated Press.
Same place he dug up that thing about you can get free music like on Napster, and I go home that night. And as soon as I go to the site that you said on the news, this site that Buzz said, totally made up, not available.
Right. Free music won't fall on your head. This might. According to the general, we'll have about a half hour's notice once it really begins to drop. It's dropping now very, very slowly at about 16.
Well, a half hour is time to get out of the way.
Oh, hold on. In a half hour, who's doing the – is this Howard Bernstein forecasting this thing falling from the sky?
Wait, a half hour to get out of the way. So the half hour, if they say – Well, Jesus, what if they say it's a half hour and it's going to land on New York City?
And it's still
what kind of panic? What kind of panic would that be?
But again, a half hour away. Don't we have like Hubble telescopes that would tell us if? Well, hold on. This whole thing is Buzz getting us worked up.
Us worked up, and we're talking about it. They'll probably be able to pinpoint where it's going to be within a half hour.
They won't know until I think probably the last minute exactly where it's going
to
drop.
You don't know that.
You're making this up.
You are fear-mongering.
An Air Force general tells the Associated Press it looks like it might re-enter in the North American area.
But what about the 1 minute? We'll only have a
Air
minute.
Air Force general 30 public.
Minutes. 30 minutes. We'll have 30 minutes.
30 minutes. Great. I can call Domino's and have a pizza.
Right now it's dropping
arrives.
At about 1,600 feet a day. When that day comes that it finally falls out of orbit in late February, early March, obviously it'll be dropping a lot faster.
You'll be having a party at your house.
Possibly.
The only way you're going to win is like in The Wizard of Oz, if a house falls on one of us and our little striped legs are coming out from underneath.
Oh,
that's going to be the only way you win this one, Buzz.
And then one of us will come back and say, who killed my sister?
Don't you think I knew what I would be facing when I brought this story in today? I have an Air Force general telling the Associated Press there's a fair chance it's going to land in the North American area.
What about the free music site?
He also, well, I told you that was bogus.
You said that was real.
I was the first to tell you about it, and I was the first to tell you it was bogus. And I was simply passing along a story from the London Times.
But there are 24 hours in between. Don't throw the London Times under the bus.
You know, it'd be good, but why don't you have one made-up story a day,
and then
the next day, tell us which one was fake.
That really would be phenomenal.
We can do a bit called Choose Your News.
But really, one a day, at one point in the newscast, there's one that's bogus.
Well, the Associated Press will back me up that they have an Air Force general saying this. Now, also, he says FEMA has been notified.
Well, it's not great. And North America is not necessarily the United States.
No, it could be Canada, Mexico. Right.
But it's probably Maryland.
Probably Rockville, Maryland.
Probably your house.
The Army Corps of Engineers has just evacuated Bagel City.
Someday you'll thank me for the warning.
Rob's been saying it's going to land on Bagel City ever since this story hit the news.
What is he, a faggot?
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Right. I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
That answer is true.
Mm-hmm. With happy hands and mumbling mouths, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Donna, what do you think, Jackson?
What do you think, Jackson?
Hello, Jackson.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Howdy.
Hi, a new study of happiness and depression shows the story is the same the world over. We all ride a big U-shaped curve that has us happiest as young children and seniors. Our outlooks bottom out when we're middle-aged.
Why is it you're happiest when you have no control of your bowels?
I don't know, but that seems to be the case.
Kind of true, though, isn't it?
I think it is.
It really is.
Yeah, it bears out what I think we suspected anyway, but this is an interesting study and a big study at that.
Am I the only one that feels right now are the good times?
You're one of the few. The study shows that
Joe, have you heard that 50 is the new 70?
No, I've not heard
that. Thank you, Joe.
He hadn't heard that, Don.
Joe.
Study shows that 44 is absolutely the worst age to be. A British.
You're older than that. Why are you laughing about that?
Because I'm older than
that. We're past that point.
No, but I believe that we're right in the
we're in the bad part. We're at the bottom of the U.
Time of our lives.
Yeah, right.
Come on, guys.
Absolutely. Uh-huh.
Sandy beaches.
Right.
Drinks with little umbrellas in them.
Sunnier days.
That's what it's like.
Good times,
sure.
Good times.
Never been happier.
A British economist led a study of 2 million people in 80 countries. He says nobody knows for sure, but he believes that 44 is the age at which you realize your dreams are never going to come true. But after the denial, bargaining, and anger, we begin to find ways to accept and appreciate what we have achieved and get happier.
Joe, how old are you? How old are you?
I'm the oldest man in the world.
How old are you? Seriously.
I'm 43.
Oh.
So you're a year away from the worst part.
No, Buzz, he breaks the rule. He already has no dreams in the future.
Well, again, an exception to the rule, I would
say. Joe, how old were you when you realized your dreams wouldn't be realized?
Or have you reached that point?
Maybe four and a half.
Kindergarten.
And don't give him an out with have you reached that point
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, come on, Buzz.
Come on.
Stop it, please.
Have a little fun.
Joe.
Trying to help. Anyway, experts say the danger, and the most depressing place to be right now, by the way, is Haiti.
CBS Radio?
No, Haiti, where poor people have taken to eating mud pies.
Oh, no.
Hey, I got good news, though, Mike.
Yes.
We got offered morning drive in Haiti.
Yeah, all the mud pies you can eat.
We finally got that morning zoo on Haiti Radio.
Oh, you know, hey, say what you will, palm trees and pineapple drink.
Good morning. This is where AIDS was born and where the hits live.
How you doing, Port-au-Prince? Woo!
The poor people of Haiti are preparing their mud meals with shortening and salt.
We are giving away another penny to caller number 7. Oh, that's right. You're too cheap to have phones.
Thanks so much.
Excuse me. Too poor.
Yeah.
They call it Terra, these mud pies, which of course means Earth.
Send a carrier pigeon now to the Don and Mike Morning Zoo, Haiti.
They shape them into biscuits and cook them under the sun. It's something children and expectant mothers have eaten for years in Haiti as a source of calcium, but with Haiti's rising food shortage, now it's a source of survival for almost everyone. Floods from the last hurricane season wiped out much of Haiti's homegrown food supply. Food prices went up 50%. The government there has declared an emergency.
You know what we say, all of us Irish people, is put enough salt on it.
Well, they do add salt.
Good
and
morning, Haiti.
Woo!
How about that idol last night?
There is one short memo for Mr. Paul Harvey.
Hello, sir, from Port-au-Prince.
Thank you. Experts say the danger of eating dirt is its toxins and parasites. The upside, they say, is that it actually boosts the immune system. Really? Those who've tasted it say it has quite a long-lasting aftertaste.
Oh, mud God,
pies. You.
Dirt. Right behind American Idol, the new Fox lie detector show, Moment of Truth, snagged 2 of the top 10 spots among TV shows.
That answer is true.
It is true.
Sad, but true.
Yeah, the rumors about who might appear on the show continue to swirl. Earlier this week, remember, we heard Roger Clemens. Today, we're seeing online buzz about suspected wife killer Drew Peterson.
This guy is a psycho.
The rumor is he's interested in going on the show.
This guy is nuts.
He's absolutely out of his mind. And that they've already concluded he killed, he didn't, obviously, but that his first wife was a homicide.
Hey, listen to this. I don't know if you read this. In Chicago, Steve Dahl.
Right.
Disc jockey, kind of guy I looked up to when I was getting started doing this type of radio.
Right.
He's doing a morning show now in Chicago, and he makes fun of this guy all the time on the show. The guy calls up.
Really? Drew Peterson. Yeah.
Calls up and says, why don't you do a dial-a-date for me?
So?
A CBS candidate.
Wouldn't let him.
I mean, I normally would say, hey, CBS, what the frig are you doing? But I understand this. I mean, everybody knows this guy is his guilt. It would be like having Scott Peterson come on the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
To do dial a date.
And because, it's just a matter of time before this guy, gets it.
I heard an MP3 of this, and this disc jockey is blown away. He's made fun of this guy, and the guy calls in, and the guy is so full of piss and vinegar.
Sure. Yeah, so cocky.
Says, hey, you like making fun of me on your show. I tell you what, why don't you hook me up for one of those dial a dates? So they say, well, when do you want to do it? And the guy says, well, how about tomorrow?
And they canned it?
Yeah, well, they ran it up the flagpole in New York, and they said, really not smart to be associated with this guy, finding him a date.
Sorry, sir, we're not going to get you a date. You're a scumbag.
Because basically they're thinking, what happens if we give away a date and he kills the girl?
Exactly. Yeah, well, that's not rocket science, is it?
Would have been a good exclusive bit, but the guy is just, you're right, Buzz, a freaking nut.
Yeah, well, stain too.
Drew Peterson now apparently trying to get on Moment of Truth. Murder, meet entertainment. Entertainment, meet murder.
Wow.
Police are investigating the death of Drew's fourth wife still, Stacey Peterson, and they have dug up his third wife, which they now believe was a murder made to look like an accident.
Right.
Would Hot Island sex be enough to bring you back to Survivor?
No.
Jeff Probst says that on the upcoming 16th season, the cameras secretly follow a couple who fall into a hot, steamy love affair during the game.
Not unless it was Jeff Probst being raped in front of one of those huts. One of those
now
huts.
We're watching.
Or a tribal council.
I want to see him being raped by Johnny Fairplay.
Johnny probably do that.
Shot tastefully, of course.
My friend Johnny Fairplay.
Your friend.
He is a friend of mine. I know the guy.
I wonder if you could just call him an acquaintance. I think you might regret friend.
You know what?
Point.
I swear to God, I forgot to tell you this. I completely forgot. The dude sends me a Christmas card.
Oh, wow. Well, then I guess you are a friend.
Yeah, isn't that sweet?
Enjoy.
We are jealous.
Yeah, I know. I know. I meet the movers and shakers, don't I?
This Survivor couple was captured on video having sex. Survivor 16 features all-stars versus fans. It's two of the all-stars who hook up. Jeff says Survivor contestants have always been provided with condoms, just in case. Quoting him, we don't want any Survivor babies. And in case you've ever wondered, the female contestants are also given tampons, he says. The writer's strike continues Thursday at 8 Eastern on CBS.
And they have not only re-upped that show for one more go, but two more go-arounds.
Glad they had out the tampons. Otherwise, you'd have, you know, some of the guy contestants. Man, I slept the wrong way in the tent with everybody last night. I woke up. I was embarrassed. What was my face red?
Sexy news.
Who was that? Sue, what was her name from the first one?
The truck driver?
Sue. Sue, what was her name?
I don't know.
Come
Sue.
On.
Sue me.
God damn it. I bet Rob knows.
I bet he does.
I bet she doesn't need a tampon.
Sex news when we return. After we call Rob.
Sue.
He had to go to a...
Are we talking about the big girl that was the truck driver?
Yeah. He had to go to a thing at his son's school tonight. Special award for all dads who have been called stupid by their sons.
Oh, how nice.
Rob's getting an award tonight.
I'm glad he's being...
And he will quote his son again.
Recognize.
Hello?
What's the Sue lady on Survivor? What's her last name?
What lady?
The Sue. Lady on Survivor from the first season. Her first name was Sue.
Sue. I can't come up with it. I don't know. I'm not a Survivor fan.
But you're Rob A.
True, hey, I am.
All right, who's the Survivor All-Star that sent me a Christmas card?
Was that Rupert?
No.
Are you not listening
to Johnny?
Are you not listening
to
the show?
Yeah, Johnny.
Oh, Johnny Fairplay sent you a card? Well, that's great.
Yes.
What are you listening to, Oldies 100? What are you doing?
No, I'm listening to the show.
I get out of here.
With the delay, you're not back from commercials yet.
If you were listening to the show, you know we should have gone to break already.
Oh, my God, we're late. Yes.
Yes, break.
Yes, break.
Is it Huff? Is it Sue Huff?
Doesn't ring a bell with
anybody?
Me.
I bet somebody knows. Hello there, Donna Mike Show. Do you know her last name?
I didn't hear the question.
Naturally.
Nobody's paying attention.
Well,
Jesus.
No, you're on delay.
Stations we may be running.
I use the Rob excuse.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm not happy.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Okay, Robbie called.
It's the fool and the classy one, Don and Mike.
Maybe you can see the redness in his cheeks.
Yeah, you can see him. They actually glow when he's on the highway.
He called him into the commercials, screaming, Sue Hawk.
Sue
Hawk.
There it is.
But now again, here's our friend Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Finally, the San Antonio Hispanic Chamber of Commerce has just set a world record. But not for its work in promoting Hispanic-owned businesses. No, for downing the most shots of tequila ever in one place at one time.
Bravo!
People at the Guinness Book of World Records are going over the video of 1,375 people taking a shot all at once. And while the San Antonio Hispanic Chamber of Commerce is busy breaking down stereotypes, if only there was some way to capture this moment on velvet.
Touchdown!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
You're rushing like you're in some sort of hurry, Buzz.
No, I'm fine.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No.
I almost called you Ruzz. Of course, it's a unique combination of Buzz and Rob.
Right.
Thank you for playing this song.
You're welcome, baby. Do you know what this song is?
No, I always think it's Tony Orlando, Every Little Ribbon, but it's not.
This is Al Green, man.
I know.
Every Little Ribbon. Tomorrow.
Every Little Ribbon.
We'll see you later. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Big fan. Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
Bye, head.
Happy Sharts, everybody.
Actually, Dad.
You're stupid.
Sky is falling.
See you tomorrow.
This is the Don and Mike Show.